Chapter 11. Are dogs really happier than wolves? Once during a drought in ancient Greece, a lean and hungry wolf came to town looking for creatures to eat. There he met a dog who looked like a distant relative, so he chatted her up. "Long time no see, my friend. How have you been all these years?" The dog was embarrassed that she didn't remember this old friend, but decided to pretend she did, so she replied, "Not bad. As you can see, I live in a nice house and my master feeds me very well. All I have to do is to guard the house at night." "Lucky you. As for me, life in the woods is not bad. I can usually find plenty of game to feed on, but it hasn't rained for 6 months, and all the animals in the wild are starving to death. So I came to town to see what I can find here. Since we're related, maybe you can give me some ideas." "No problem, my friend. Just come with me, and I'll introduce you to my master as my new pal." Just then, the wolf noticed a ring around the dog's neck, so he asked if it's a necklace. "Oh no," the dog replied. "My master put this collar on me when I was a puppy. Whenever he takes me out, he puts a leash on it to make sure I don't wander away."
"What? A leash?" cried the wolf in shock. "You mean you are not allowed to roam wherever you please?"
"Well, you see, people who don't know me might think I'm ferocious. The leash helps everyone feel safe. Once you get used to it, you'll be happy to just go wherever your master goes."
"Phew! I'm so glad my ancestors didn't get lured into becoming man's best friend. I would never trade my freedom for all the luxury in the world." With this, the wolf dashed back into the woods. The dog thought for a moment, then said to herself, "He's got a point. This might be what my master means when he says, you can't eat your cake and have it too."